He was so excited to get started. But just 3 weeks into the course, he contracted a virus in his spine. It left half his body permanently paralyzed. But Yinka was determined not to let his disability stop him. And he later went back to art school. One day in class, Yinka was making a work inspired by life in Russia when his teacher said to him, "But you're African. Why aren't you making African art?" Yinka was baffled. Why did he have to choose? And what did he mean by African art? He wanted his art to connect different cultures and reveal hidden histories. He felt he didn't have to be restricted by his own identity, and his art didn't have to be rooted in only one place. He could make a statement about being a citizen of the world.